And hopefully everybody is settling in and enjoying our beautiful California weather. Okay, just a little bit about Project Lean, which is a joint program of the California Department of Public Health and the Public Health Institute. And LEAN stands for Leaders Encouraging Activity and Nutrition. And our two main goals are to create healthier communities through policy and environmental changes and to serve as leaders coordinating state and local efforts promoting nutrition and physical activity. The learning objectives for this session, we hope that you walk away with being able to identify some key resources for engaging parents in school wellness policy efforts, that you're able to describe some key strategies for communicating to parents, and I will be sharing a toolkit we've developed to help educate and get parents involved in school wellness policies. Part of why this toolkit was developed and this research was conducted is because California Project Lean is part of an initiative called, I see some of my HEAC friends in the audience, HEAC, which stands for Healthy Eating Active Communities. It's the California Endowment's community initiative to reduce disparities in obesity and diabetes by improving food and physical activity environments. They work very intensely with six California collaboratives across five sectors, and they're actually doing some other work in some other communities now. California Project Lean was brought on at the very beginning of this initiative to help with the school sector piece of this work. I'll go through this rather quickly because I'm guessing lots of you are familiar with this, but does anyone not know what a school wellness policy is? After I say it like that, no one wants to raise their hand. Anyway, it is a federal mandate that, you know, all school districts need to develop these policies that address the nutrition and physical activity environment. There have been assorted IOM committees coming out with recommendations on various components of this. Many states have been enacting legislation to improve nutrition and physical education, physical activity programs in schools. California is one of the states that has established standards for a la carte foods, foods sold outside the meal programs. And there's lots of trying to link state policy with these federal mandates, as well as a lot of local activity going on where people are trying to pass policies, improve policies that exist in their own districts. So lots of stuff happening. There's a lot of benefit to engaging parents in this process, even though it is quite a challenge to engage parents. In general, when you look at the research, more even the education research that exists that talks about parents' involvement in schools, we learn that when parents are more involved in schools, their students are more likely to earn higher grades and test scores, enroll in more advanced academic classes, be promoted to the next grade level, and attend school more regularly. In addition, we know that kids that are healthy and more ready to learn obviously do better in school. I always give the example when I'm trying to sell this at the school level. In California, there's a practice that, you know, on test days, all this food appears and healthy snacks and all these things because they want kids to do well on their testing. Well, we need to start doing that year-round, and it may have a longer-term effect. The objective for our parent engagement project was to educate and engage parents to become more involved and aware of their school wellness policies. I'm even surprised when I talk to my friends who have children in school that are not involved in health in any way, shape, or form. They do not know that this mandate exists, that this is going on in their schools at all. So it's not as well known as we all seem to think because we work in it all the time. We want to give skills to help parents to advocate and be more proactive when changes that are supposed to be happening are not happening, and we want to expand awareness and advocacy opportunities in the community. So to do this, we conducted formative research to learn a little bit more about what would help move parents, what are some of the opportunities and barriers facing parents to get involved. We did a lit review, and then we did key informant interviews in English and Spanish, both with parents and with some intermediary stakeholder groups that work frequently with parents. And we were trying to identify reasons why parents might participate, again, obstacles, barriers, gaps in knowledge, find out what ways they are interested in becoming involved, the best vehicles for communicating with parents, and what resources and tools already existed and where were some new ones needed. So the obstacles were no big surprise, but, you know, parents are working, they have younger children, they have childcare issues, time, language barriers, not that interested in this issue, lack of transportation, feeling inadequate or unprepared to be a volunteer or to speak to a school board member, and feeling that their respect and opinions are not valued. We also looked at, you know, why would they want to be involved? And they like to be informed. They want to have more, firsthand information on their children's interactions. They care about their children's health. They want to make sure their child is progressing in school. They want to show an interest in their children's education, share in the school experience, and be a good parent. Volunteering also makes parents feel good. They want their children to feel proud of them. They feel it's a good use of their time. They want to know, again, what's going on and learn more about school activities. And some of them do have the time. So in looking at all of our research, the key promise that we came up with, or how we feel if we're really going to go out and talk to parents, we need to sort of package what we're trying to, as we try to promote their involvement, is getting involved in my child's school is one way to show that I care about my child's health and education, and it will make me feel like a good parent. We found when looking at communication vehicles, personal phone call, as hard as it is, those one-on-one calls are very welcomed. Anything coming home in print, and of course it has to be language appropriate, incentives, emails, back-to-school night open houses, and it goes on and on and on. There's quite a number here. Research findings. These are things that parents said that they might be interested in participating in. They would be willing to conduct surveys and administer taste tests, help provide food, healthier food options, volunteer for physical activity after school programs, attend and discuss health-related topics in groups and workshops, attend school board meetings or speak to school board members, introduce healthy fundraising ideas, and solicit parent involvement. They particularly like the parent-to-parent. Like, they're comfortable when a parent is talking to them, and they're more comfortable to go out and talk to a parent, and it's a way of kind of getting more and more parents involved. Let's move here. So one of the things that we wanted to do, there are a lot of parent stakeholder groups out there in schools. How many of you are from the education world? Okay, how many, the rest of you are from the health world, I'm assuming? So in the education world, for those of you in the health world may not know this, there are a lot of districts and schools that have parent outreach groups, but they don't necessarily know how to talk about wellness policies or nutrition or physical activity or other health issues, but they know how to reach parents and get parents involved. And then there are lots of people in the health world that know how to talk about nutrition and physical activity but don't know how to get them involved in the schools. So it's kind of, we need to sort of marry these two. So this stakeholder training that we're putting together, and we're actually started and we're on the road doing, we'll be training on the toolkit, and I have one copy to give away today of this toolkit, hot off the press. So the first really good, the first question that someone asks about the toolkit, you will get one to take home. We want to increase the capacity to effectively involve more parents, and we want the parents to play a role in keeping schools accountable. You know, as we know, there's no funding for the accountability piece of these wellness policies. And if nobody knows they exist, it might as well just not be there. But if people start knowing something is supposed to be there or it's happening in this school but it's not happening in mine, it begins to hold the school more accountable. So in the toolkit that I just held up, there are a number of sections. It's called Parents in Action, A Guide to Engaging Parents in School Wellness Policies. We have a whole section on how to engage parents, how to assess your school district, excuse me, preparing parents for action, case studies, fact sheets, parent handouts, and lesson plans, which are not part of the toolkit. And by the way, this will be on our website for free download if you want or for purchase. And the toolkit and the lesson plans are not in this. They're separate. And this will all be in Spanish and English. These are just some other of our resources at Project Glean. We have Playing the Policy Game, which works to engage youth in policy and advocacy work. Jumpstart Teens gives them some background on nutrition and physical activity. Successful Students Through Healthy Food Policies was developed in partnership with the California School Boards Association and is also a very nice wellness policy tool. This is our Captive Kids. It's on marketing of unhealthy foods and beverages in schools. Policy in Action, the implementation piece of the school wellness policy. It's a guide. You all have all of these on your little postcards that were handed out too. And some policy briefs that we recently did on some national research we did funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. How to talk to school board members. Many of these are available also in Spanish and English. And you can see I've had lots of partners on this project, and I want to thank the California Endowment as our funder. And I think I did it right on time. Thank you.